Today we're going to resume, and we're actually going to give one Pesach. I'm charging you a Pesach. I wanted to resume the Gemara series with this question. It's a question I get often. And since we learned Halakas Neros really with Hanukkah, I thought it would be worthwhile, Kedai, to learn this question as well. Question is, since I just got back from Israel, I'll frame it in the Israeli way, but I get the question in other circumstances. Rabbi Levine, we're staying in the so-and-so hotel. I don't want to endorse any hotel, but we're staying in a hotel in Israel. Cheska, where'd you stay?
Airbnb.
In Israel?
Near
Mamila. Mamila, you stayed in Airbnb. Wow. Okay, let's imagine you stayed in the Waldorf Astoria. That's what you deserve. You know, a good Google Waldorf, nothing less. No, Shmuel, the Waldorf Astoria for you too? So let's imagine you're in the Waldorf Astoria. And your wife has to light candles. You went down to Mincha de Kotel Friday night. Anyone ever down to the Kotel Friday night? What? Raise your hands. That's it? Oh my goodness.
Friday night.
You want to walk there now? It's not so safe.
Not now, but I've been there.
Yeah, right. So you go there, they get the Kotel guys dancing down. Right? It's you have to go there. Shapur guys come over there. The old days of Meir Shuster used to be there. Beautiful. Let's say you're not so close. You're on the Waldorf Astoria, Shmuel Adler. Staying in the Inbal, right? The old Lerome Hotel. And you want to get there. So your wife wants to light candles because you have to light. You have to walk back for dinner. But you want to take a taxi. That's the Israeli question. In America, I get the question, the woman wants to come to Kol Nidre, right? Or, it doesn't happen, but if in certain places, if the woman has to go to the mikvah, she wants to light at home. It's actually the Rishonim discussed this question, right? The woman wants to light at home, drive to the mikvah, then stay at the mikvah till after Shabbos. Could she do that? So that's the question we're going to discuss tonight. Two principal Gemaras we have to see. The first Gemara is in Maseches Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas 27a, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Those have a brachas. Zak the Gemara. I'm not going to do this full Gemara. But I'll give you the main gist of it. Says the Gemara. Rav Shiran. Where is Rav the Rosh Hashiva?
Suva.
No, I'm not sure. Rav.
3 weeks after.
3 weeks. Rav Ikla lebe Gneva. Rav went to the house of 20. This is about 8 lines up from the bottom. 20. Chafzayim went off. Rav Ikla Beganeva. He went to the house of Gneva. Vitzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. He davened Myriv of Shabbos while it was still day. He davened Myriv of Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara then continues of some other things that happened. Let's go to Chav Zayin Amud Beis now. 27 Beis. We're not focusing on Kavod HaTorah right now or Halachas of Shemona Esrei. We're learning Shabbos. So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. The top, excuse me. Making sure you're listening to the... Hey. So the Kamerlei, behind the Kamerlei, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says to Rav Judge, he says to him as follows, Mi Badalta, when you davened Myriv, Friday night Myriv, and you davened Friday Myriv, Yichul HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzva, you davened Myriv. Did you stop doing Malacha? You did it while it's still daytime on Friday. It wasn't Shkia yet. It wasn't Tzitzik HaKavim yet. Mi Badalta. Amr Lei, in Baldilna. Yes, I did it. I stopped doing malacha. Now the Gemara discusses how Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba addressed Rav. It's clear that he was not only was he a student, but he was a colleague. Fine, a colleague. V'ha'amar Rabbi Avin, said Rabbi Avin, there's a question now that means if you daven Myriv Friday night early, so does that mean your Mekabel Shabbos Kodesh? V'amar Rabbi Avin says, Pam Achas, one time, Pam Achas. What's the place? I'm getting intimidated by all these Google people over here. Alright, so Pam Achas is Bal Rebbe Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. V'nichas L'merachatz. So one time, Rebbe davened again Friday night Shabbos, Maariv Friday night on Erev Shabbos, and he went to the Merachatz. He went to the bathhouse. V'yotza v'shan l'pirkin. And then he went out and taught a shir all on Friday afternoon. V'adayin lo chashecha. Right? And it wasn't yet dark. So he went to the bathhouse. Could you go to the bathhouse on Shabbos, a hot bath on Shabbos? We need a hot, steamy bath on Shabbos.
Cold.
Just spritz.
Cold.
A cold. You could take a cold bath on Shabbos, but the minhag is not to be good. But a hot one, you definitely can't. It's like zero de rabbanan.
Hot mikvah.
What's that? No shmoozing now. What?
A hot mikvah, no?
A hot mikvah? Absolutely not. It's against the zero de rabbanan. You want to know how people do it? And Moshe Feinstein says explicitly it's usher. The Stipe says explicitly usher. You want to know who does and how they do it? You have to ask me that now. But Pasha says it's against the Gemara of Rashi's Mishnah Shabbos. There is what to be saying on to go to Hot Mikvah for Mitzvah. It's not, it's the Pasha says it's usher. Right? That's, you learn Shulchan Aruch, right? Not, Chassidish stories, it's usher. You want to know how, what the rationale, what's mutter, that's a discussion. But Hot Mikvah is no different than any hot bath. The Gemara says explicitly, the Chazal, not someone 200 years ago, not someone 50 years ago, Chazal, our sages forbid Isra Durabanan to go to a hot bath or a hot bath house, period. Right? They didn't say, oh, but a mikvah is okay. I'm not saying you can't go to a hot, there's no way to be so hot mikvah, but you have to know how and what why that may be permitted, even though there are those who certainly follow the simple halach, which is that it's usur. For men, for women, it's a little bit more medical. So he went to hot bathhouse on Shabbos. If he davened Maariv Friday night Maariv, and he said v'achulu v'shamru, how in the world did he go to the mikvah afterwards? How the mikvah? The mikvah. He went to the bathhouse. He did the tishmo. Right.
What's the significance about it?
What do you, what's significant about it?
You could do it in early in the day.
When early day, he davened Friday night Shmariv. That's what Gemara is saying. And then he went.
Hot.
So the Gemara then says, oh, Shkoyach! Who the frick did that? That's what the Gemara wants to know. How did you do that? So, Amar Rava, who did Nichnas Lazin? No, he didn't go into the actual bath. He went just to get some steam. Some hot steam, you know, like the old men do in Florida. You know, they go to the Schwitz. It's exactly right. The Koydim HaGezera, and that was before the Gezera. Now, just very parenthetically, it used to be, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it used to be. What's the problem going to a hot bathhouse on Shabbos? Nothing. Doing a hot bath on Shabbos, in theory, there's no problem. The Gemara was geyser. The Tanaim were geyser because they saw that because people wanted to have a hot bath on Shabbos, if it wasn't so hot, they'd jack up the heat, right? Coming to do Isurim, Dereisa. So because of there was a geyser derabbanan, not to go in to take a hot bath on Shabbos, and mikvah, right? Not to go into a hot bath at all. But for the same reason, you can't go into a bath. Then they saw people were going to the Schwitz. And there's still people, because of that, heating up the water nonetheless, right? So because of that, they forbid even getting a hot schwitz, a hot steam as well. So the Gemara says here, you know why Rebbe was able to do this? It was before they were geyser on the hot schwitz. So don't bring me a raya, don't bring a proof that you could do malacha after he davened. It was before, and it was even wrong. It was nothing wrong. It's like going for a walk on Shabbos. Any problem with the walk for Shabbos? He davened, Marvin went for a walk. There's nothing wrong with it. It was before it was any Issa de Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara would say. The Gemara then says, Aini, is that true? Abaye Shari the Rav Dimi bar Liuye. Abaye, where is Abaye Rosh Hashiva of Joel? Joel?
Sura.
Shiran? You agree with him? Sura. Oh, for two. Pumpadisa. So Abaye allowed Rav Dimi bar Liuye, the Kfuye Sale, to work on these baskets. On Shabbos, to like kind of almost like steam them on Shabbos. So it says Hahu Teusa Havia. That was they were mekabel Shabbos early by mistake. They thought it was nighttime coming and they missed it was they misjudged the time. Right? It was a tayus. In fact, the Gemara the Teusa Mehadra, just because you made a mistake, you didn't want to mekabel Shabbos yet. You did a mistake. You think you'd go backsies? Mekabel Shabbos, go. Mekabel Shabbos, start taking Shabbos. Oh no, it was a mistake. We didn't make Shabbos. Let's go for a drive. Who says that you can want to Mekabel Shabbos? A mistake shouldn't make any difference. Va'amar Avidan. Ravidan brought a ma'isa. Pam'achas iskasha shemayim. It got really cloudy. It was an El Nino. Kusfurim ha'am. It thought it was a Shabbos day. Loimer chashechu. Shabbos is over. This is before clocks, before watches. Right, anything of the sort, and he thought night was a Shabbos. V'nichnas l'beis haKnesses, they all came into shul. V'ispalu shol motzei Shabbos, they daven ma'ariv motzei Shabbos. V'nispazru ovim, and then the clouds opened, and they realized Zar Chacham, and it became sun again. U'bol v'sholes Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, and he said, "Oh, v'spalu." Because they daven, so it means not that they could do malacha, but since they daven Marav Saturday night, they daven enough to daven Marav again. But that's only because of Tircha Tzibur of Marav again. But as far as Friday night, Mekabel Shabbos Petoyus is not Kabbalah Shabbos. What do we see from here? We'll see in a minute. The bottom line is that the Gemara discusses that Rebbe after Rebbe Davin Mariv, and then went to the mikvah, or to the steam house, and he says, no, that was before the Gzera. Then the Gemara says, was that true? Abai, who was Rosh Hashiva of Pumbedisa, allowed his students to go ahead and to steam this barrel. And that was okay. So the Gemara, Rashi, look at Rashi. He says, "Hol espalo espalo." He says, "Va'af lo yitzrichim espalo mishetach shech," because it's filhi. And even though, they davened, right? They davened. He still allowed them. They davened Mariv on Friday night, right? He still allowed him to go ahead and play with his keli. Is that clear? Is that clear to everyone? Now to the Gemara on Shabbos. Okay? Says the Gemara on Shabbos. 20:35b.
I suppose there's some limit. I mean, if you daven an hour before, I can understand.
Right, so actually,
it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, so we learned.
In the summertime, it was 5
so plog,
or 6 hours.
So plog. Pash is plog. Plog and cut. Both for Meyer purposes and for Malachal. Okay, look at the Gemara, Shabbos, Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We are going to just jump in the middle of this, because then I want to get to the Rishonim. You're not yet a dying judge, you can't paskin yet, so we got to still get you there. Tana Debei Yishmael.
Where is it
from the
Tadach?
It is about 6/10 down from the top of the Amud. Tana Debei Yishmael, 6/10. Yeah, everyone have it? Mm-hmm. Tana Debei Yishmael. So Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, they learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, Sheish Tekiyos Toikin Erev Shabbos. Now they used to blow 6 Tekiyos in Erev Shabbos. In the good old days, when, can you imagine today, this is what should be today also. You know, when Mashiach comes, even today, Rabbi spoke with us on Shabbos, should be in Haifa and in Tel Aviv and in Yerushalayim, they should blow shofar and everyone stops malacha. That's what it's supposed to be.
They blow shofar, the announcer.
They should do like this and they should stop early. Not in Yerushalayim, they do it 40 minutes before. Right, but everyone has to stop.
Also
yeah. So let's go. So time is Shmuel. Sheish tekiyas. This is the way to do it. Sheish tekiyas toikin erev Shabbos. Hitzchil etkoya tekiyah rishayna. They blew tekiyah rishayna, the first tekiyah. Nimnu ha'omdin besada. Those who are in the fields. Right? In the fields. Mela'adr from digging. U'malachrush and from throwing. U'malas is kol malacha shebesas. It's because they're in the fields. They have to get back into the cities. They were the, right, where, or the villages where they lived. So they stopped working in the fields to start getting ready to come back. And the people who were closer in the fields, closer to the city or the village, they weren't allowed to enter the village or the city until those who were farther away came, and everyone would come together and jointly coming together. Rashi says, why do the people close to the city have to wait for the later people? Zakt Rashi explains Rashi, Shelo yichshadu ha-nechnasim ba-achreina loymer sh'atzk mulachton achas sh'shamu kol shofar. Because otherwise what happens, the people who are close to the city would get in first, and the latecomers would say, oh, they were still working after they blew shofar. So in order, because no one knows who's working close to the city and who's far, so in order to prevent that suspicion on anyone coming late into the city, they're coming in late. Doesn't look too good for them. So they all walked in together. They all call you saw our Ravenzel. Is it? The closer ones waited for the later ones to get into the city. Va'adayin chanus pesuchos. But the stores in this. If you're still in the city, by the first shofar, you had your booth, your machane Yehuda. No problem. Because there are still stores. Your store could still be open. And they used to take the shade, the window shade, the shade, and they would put it down. And they put their wares on it, so it's munachin. They were still down. Then they blew the second tekiyah. They stalku atrace, and they took again on these window sills or shades. They had shades. They had their wares. They would take it away, right? So no longer would they be selling. They closed the shops. Right, the shops would be closed in all the stores and all the stores. However, Adayin Cham, but it wasn't Shabbos yet, so Adayin Cham and Munach and Algabe Kira. Still, you would have your hot food sitting on the oven, getting ready for Shabbos. The Kederis Munachas Algabe Kira and your pots would be thing. Hisko Tzkoet Kiyah Shlishis. Now comes the third Tzkiyah. Silek Hamasalek. You take off your Friday night foods first. You take it off the fire. Hit bin hamatzin. You insulate the foods you'll need for the next day. Behidlik hamalik. And those who didn't light candles after the third shofar, everyone should go ahead and light candles for Shabbos Kodesh. Now look what the Gemara says. V'shaya, and you should wait. Kedei tzlias dag katan. You wait the amount of time it takes to roast a little small fishy. It's not that long. Oh, kedei lahadvik pas betanor. Or to get a, in the old days they used to bake bread, I think even in some places in Israel today, on the walls of the oven. They have a steaming oven, so a lahadvik could stick to the wall of the does that make the lafa? Is lafa made that way, or is it on the floor?
Naan.
What?
Indian naan, tandoori, that's how they make that.
What?
It's called naan, they stick it on the
side of the wall. Yeah. But what lafa they make on the side or on the bottom?
Lafa.
Lafa?
Flat, okay.
Some do the bottom, some do the side.
Side too. Okay, so the point is that it would be pasatana, but Tokyo, Maria, Tokyo, and then they would stop. So after that third time, you had a little bit longer to finish. Then they blow another tekiyah, a chua, and a tekiyah, and that was Shabbos. Unbelievable! What do you see from this Gemara? What screams at you from this Gemara? That you know what? They lit candles, and they would still be shoya kedei tzlias dag katan, right? Can still have a little more time after you lit candles. Let's see the Rosh in the back. Anyone with a good old-fashioned Gemara? I think we should make a request of Art Scroll. Seriously, you should have a translation, but have the Rosh in the back. Have the Riff. Karabei Zlatowitz is a very, very fine person. Ask him, put the Rosh and the Riff in the back, because, yeah, Gemara's at the Rosh. So we see the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, Gadol Hador, one of the pillars of Psak, Perek Beis, Ois Chav Dalet. It's page Kuf Samechei in the back. And we are going to start Mikan. Everyone see? Mikan. Vishoya. Vishoya. In the little dot, Vishoya. Got it? Says the Rosh. Vishoya. Because he gets. So he, you have three blows. They close the stores. You take your pots off the oven. You light candles. Right? Vishoya. Because they lit slits dot cotton. You wait amount of time to roast a little fish. Or to stick your bread on the wall. Then you blow a tekiya, chua tekiya, and everyone stops. Then Shabbos is here. Says the Rosh. Mikan! From here. Mashva Shekabalas Shabbos in a Tlivik Deluxe there. You light candles Friday night. Doesn't make a difference. It's not Shabbos yet. Where do you see that from? Shahare Hilik Adayin Yachalitzos.Katan. You have time to go ahead and roast your little fish. Even after you light candles, it's clear from this Gemara, says the Rosh, that you have time to cook a little fish. So the Rosh says, just because you davened, just because you light candles, doesn't mean you're Mekabel Shabbos, right? Shari Acha Shalik Adan Yochel Letzatakel.
There's a machlokah about lighting a candle. If you do the bracha,
light. What do you bring inside machlokah? Oh, wait, No, it's not. That's a shadow of the bracha over liyos yosin. It's actually the same simon. We'll get to it, Yehuda. Happy you're sitting next to me. Venira, yay, says the Rosh, that you know what this is like? The Kabbalah Shabbos. Which should be that Kabbalah Shabbos is what creates Shabbos? You can't do any tznai or anything else, any condition. By Ma'ariv, where do we see that from? In the Ka'amar Tefillas HaShachar, we learned to Gemara and Brachas, says the Rosh, and we learned it tonight, that Rav was Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mibadalta. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, did you stop Alacha? And he says, in Bidilna. And the Gemara asked, Umibadov Amar Yabal Pamachas, that Rabbi was Espal Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, and they went to the Beis Hamerachatz. Mishana lo pirkan v'adayin lo chashecha. Mishana, and the Gemara has to say that was before the Gezerah. V'su parach v'ha'abai yishara leilav dina l'kvuri salah pine demal shabasa. Mishana te'usaha v'apirish niskashu shamayim. U'kasav shalai lo v'kibol av shas v'tais. So he says, the Rosh comes out and says, from your EC, right? From both the Gemara here in Shabbos and from the Gemara in Brachas, do you know what decides Shabbos for you? Mikah Din, both from the Gemara here in Shabbos and from the Gemara in Brachas, says the Rosh, Mashma Shekabbalah Shabbos is Tzluya B'Tfilas Arvis. You light candles Friday night? You can do whatever you want after candle lighting. You want to go to the Kaisel? You wanna take a shower? You wanna go for a hike? You wanna send an email? Why you would wanna send an email? I don't ask. But you wanna do that? Not us, sir. You know what? You can't do anything after you daven Ma'ariv. V'chen Amar Davar, right? This is the Amar Davar when they said Barchu. Now in the time of the Rosh, there was no Kabbalah Shabbos. This is before the Arizal, right? This is before Svat. So the Amar Davar is a Mekabel Shabbos. He said Barchu. Everyone's Makabel Shabbos. But you light candles, you can drive to Shul. Not only the men, the women, anyone light candles. You see clearly here, both from the Gemara, the whole discussion is, in Shabbos is, even after you light candles, you had time to roast a little fish, or to put the challah on the oven. And you see from the Gemara in Brachas, says the Rosh, you see from the Gemara in Brachas, that when Rav stopped doing Malacha, after he daven Ma'ariv, that Ma'ariv is machriya to go ahead and do it. That's how the Rosh understands it. Now the Rosh was a student of who? Who's the Rosh's Rebbe?
Rosenberg? Moram?
Mamish. We'll go and save
today. You told us, you know?
I know. I told you. So Moram in Rudenburg, who was famous for being taken prisoner, and he refused to let himself be redeemed. That's why the Rosh left Germany afterwards and moved to Spain. Okay. Well, Moram Rudin had some great students. Another one of his great students was the Mordechai. So we're going to see the Mordechai right now. The Mordechai is back at the end of the Vilna Shas. Says the Mordechai, Sin Reish Tzadi Gimel. Dr. Mordechai, page 142 in the back.
142.
Says the Mordechai, ever have it? Reish Tzadi Gimel. Says the Mordechai, one, two lines from the bottom on Reish Tzadi Gimel. You wait for the amount of time to roast a little fish. The Gemara says, and then it's Shabbos. They, after the lighting the candles, you have the amount of time to roast a little fish. If you want to go ahead and do some other malacha after lighting candles, the mutter lasos, go ahead and do it. You light candles. You want to drive to the coastal? No problem. You want to send an email, lady or man? No problem. Halakas Neros is not Makabel Shabbos. Right? You want to go ahead and come for Kol Nidre. Every year, I have 15 ladies who want to come for Kol Nidre. Well, they live on Dry Creek. They live on Kertner. They don't want to have to walk Yom Kippur night. Also, what happens if the light... get here for, they're going to be fasting, they want to drive their car here, they have their car here till after Yom Kippur. Rabbi Levi, can I light out Tanai? Can I light candles and drive? We light Tanai. It's no problem. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos in Halakas Neros. However, then the Mordechai quotes the Bahag. Who's the Bahag? Reish Tzadi Gimel. Reish Tzadi Gimel. Then the Mordechai quotes the Bahag. The Bahag is Rabbi Shimon Krah, 8th century, 7th centuries. It was started by Rabbi Hudai Gaon, right, in Hilchos Pesukos, and the Hilchos Gedolos was Rabbi Shimon Krah, who included the Rabbi Hudai Gaon's thing. Old sefer. Gaonim. I'm Bahag Mashwa, the Bahalaka have a Kabbalah Shabbos. No. Says the Bahag. Absolutely not. You think you came here for it to be simple tonight? I think we just do the Rosh and the Mordechai, we close the books and we go home. And the judge is a Pesach already, it doesn't go that way. Let's do the law school first. This is the real law school. Right? The Bahag says nothing doing. You got Halakas Neros. Once you light candles, Shabbos Kodesh. Nothing to talk about. It says the Bahag. The Bahalaka have a Kabbalah Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The Kamar Haman the Isli like looking Nar Chanukah of the Shabbos. We learned this, by the way, in the Ran, several weeks ago. What do we like first? Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles out of Shabbos? So the Ran quotes the Ramban, his Rebbe, as Tadir Vesheinu Tadir, and what Shabbos should be closer, and beautification, all kinds of nice things. The Bahag said, no. You know why you light Hanukkah before Shabbos candles? Because once you light Shabbos candles, you can't light Hanukkah candles. Once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. And there's nothing doing as far as lighting Hanukkah candles. Said the Bahag, so once, says the Bahag, the halacha is, once you go ahead and light Shabbos candles, it is Shabbos. Aye. What's the Bahag going to do at our Gemara here on Shabbos? What does the Bahag do at the Gemara on Shabbos? So the Bahag says that the Gemara says that you wait a little bit to blow the shofar again and then says the Bahag, that's only because some people haven't lit yet. It means you give not that you can go ahead, you have time to do malacha. It's just that we don't blow the shofar again just to allow the people who haven't lit to light. But Chalila, once you light, don't go to the Kaisal, it's Aser. You're not going to send emails, and you're not coming for a Kol Nidre, says the Bahag. You light Shabbos candles Friday night, says the Bahag. It is Shabbos. That's a Shabbos Kodesh. Nothing doing. Right? That's what the Bahag says. once you light, it is. Then he actually gets into what Yehuda's talking about when you make the bracha. Do you make the bracha before you light, which is a little bit connected. He says, V'amalek yivarech over las yasa, and you should make the bracha before you light. Okay. V'evadaito, and to not, which is a question, I don't know if we have time to do this tonight, about whether you make the bracha before or after. But he says, when you make the bracha, have in mind not to be kavel Shabbos with the bracha. Okay? Because maybe if your lighting is the reality of mekavel Shabbos according to the Bahag, right? According to the Bahag, so maybe when you make the bracha already, you're going to be mekavel Shabbos. Because what are you saying? What's the bracha of Halakas Neres? Neres Shal Shabbos. Right? And therefore, you can't light. He made the bracha. You have a problem with lighting. That's actually a machlekes Ramah and Machaber. But guess what? It's also machlekes in the Sfardim because the Ben Ishchai and the Kafachayim and Rebbe Toledanu and Rebbe Tzina, many Sfardim Paiskim, the Chida hold like the Ramah. So we'll hold that. We're not going to do that right now. So the Mordechai brings this Bahag, as does the Ran.
So the Bahag is bringing the Raya from Hanukkah?
From Hanukkah, the Bahag says it by Hanukkah. The Bahag holds it. Period. The Bahag holds it. Candle lighting is Kabbalah Shabbos, and according to the Bahag, there's nothing to talk about. Now, according to the Bahag, let's say you make a condition. Does that work or not? Let's say you say, you know what? I know that typically, lighting candles, the Rosh wants to say it's Ma'ariv. That's what the Mordechai wants to say as well. Right? But the Bahag says, Shabbos is determined by the Kalai. Let's say in the world of the Bahag, right, could you make a condition? So the Maharam in Rudenburg had another great student. His name was Hagais Maimonis. He was brutally murdered in 1291 in the Rheinfleisch rat massacres, if you can imagine. Gullible betrayer, the Hagais Maimonis. So Hagais Maimonis found in the Rambam, on the bottom of the Rambam. If anyone should always know that Haggai's Maimonis is in the bottom of the Rambam. Since this is for those who want to see, it's in Parakei. Hilchos Shabbos, Haggai's Maimonis Ois Reish. So he brings down the Bahag, and then he says, "Amna Maharam, my our Rebbe, the Maharam in Rutenberg, which is his Rebbe, Hinhig." Lahasas kodim shialik, shulola kabo shabbos at shiaser haner miyado, shemalik bo at tefilas arvis. Oh, at tefilas arvis. Right. So the Maram would make a tenai. He says, "I'm lighting, but I'm not makabel shabbos until either Marv or put the candle down." But you see that in the world, the way the Haggai's Maimonis understands it, that even in the Bahag, you don't have to, the default is Kabbalah Shabbos. But you can go ahead and make a Tanai. The Kolbo? It's Rav Aaron Milunel. Based on his work, the Orchas Chaim. The Kolbo, and this is quoted in, I think the Torah quotes it, but the source of the other quote, I'm going to say it out. The Kolbo says, explicitly not that way, says the Kolbo in the Bahag, that once you light, you cannot make a tenai. Right? Says the...
what kind of tenai?
Any condition.
Like what?
You want to go to the Kaisel? You want to come to Golden Nedre? You want to... You want to die at Menachah?
I'm lighting with condition I will go to Kaisel, or...
Yeah, I'm at Mekabel Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at Mekabel Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Says, the Lash of the Kobo is, Simen Laman Alev, Ish Malekasi, Asur Lassus Malacha, it's forbidden for Dimalacha, after she lights. There's no greater Kabbalah Shabbos than this. There's nothing you can do after lighting candles. Nothing you can do. How does the Shulchan Aruch hold? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Hilchos Shabbos."
That's the first time there's any difference between
Ish
and Isha, though, right?
Kabbalah is just talking about because most women light and not men. I'm not saying Isha or Isha. We don't have to bring a riot either way. Because the Kolbo is going to the Bahag. The Bahag's not making a chalak.
The Tanai only allows you to do the one thing. in all other respects that Shabbos is in, but you can do the one thing.
No, it's not doing an email, but I can't go drive. No, it doesn't work. The reason I'm making the Tanai is to do that. But once you make that Tanai, you're not Makabel Shabbos lighting, right? Which means you have the reason to do it. Now let's look at the Machaber. Machaber says Reish Samech Gimel Yud. All right, if there's any Mishabruas back there, it's Reish Samech Gimel Yud. Says Rabbi Cairo. Labal Halachas Kedolos. He actually starts out with the Bahag. Reish Samech Gimel Yud. Says Rabbi Kara, Rabbal Alachas Kedos, Kavan Shehelik Ner Shal Shabbos, Chal Alav Shabbos Vnesim Alacha. Once you light the Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. You can't do anything. That's the Bahag that Mordechai quoted and the Ran quotes as well. Va'al Pizeh, because of that, Noagos Ksas Nasim Sha'acha Shebirchu V'Leikun Eres. Some ladies, after they make a bracha and they light their candles, and they're holding the match, they don't extinguish it, because it's Shabbos. Mashlichos la'aretz ha'psila shebi'adlan, shelikun bavei machabes osa. Right? It means they drop it. They don't extinguish the match, because once you light the candles, halakas haneiros, right, is Kabbalah Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim, now, very short, we Ashkenazim, who, what do we do? We, this is actually, it's early, Reish Samech Gimel. Gimel. Reish Samech Gimel, it's in the Simen. Hey, that's right, Reish Samech Gimel, hey. Not right now, I'm just going to say it outside. So Ashkenazim, light the candles, then make the bracha. Right, that's the general for Ashkenazim. As I mentioned, many Sephardic poskim. It's a lot of Rav Yosef, actually. Most Sephardim did the Ben Ishchai and the Chida.
Well,
what?
Shkayach.
I'm just talking about most Sephardim did until 30 years ago. I know. Truth is, the Mechaber says that. The Mechaber says, like Rav Yosef, but the Chida and the Ben Ishchai don't.
It brings like 80 sources.
They have 80 sources on both sides. I can do the same thing. Saying the question is, do they know the or not? Wait, it's not the point here. The point is Ashkenazim clearly do this, and some Sephardim still do this, that you light the candles, then make the bracha, and you close your eyes so you shouldn't see the candles. That's what the general Ashkenazim does. For the Ashkenazim, right, we can extinguish because we didn't make the bracha yet. There's no problem. It's really the Sephardim who have to drop the. If you hold like a Rav Avadi Yosef, there you have to go ahead and drop it because you're lighting. You say the bracha and then lighting. Right there, it's much more serious. But for this halacha, for us, is not so applicable. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan and most Paiskim say. Okay, that's just on this. The Mechaber then continues. By the way, when I say I can do 80 things, it's not my 80 things. The other Paiskim bring it. It doesn't make a difference to me because the Rav Yosef is going like the Mechaber, right? But I will say that those who will be Kabbalah until him, most Sephardim or many Sephardim did not do that. That's poshet. They follow the Ben Ishchai and they follow the Chidah. V'yesh Oymrim, nothing wrong with following Rav Yosef and the Mechaber. V'yesh Oymrim Shemasna Koyim Shemalika, right? Now here's our case. If you make a tanai before you light, ein makabel Shabbos ad shemar chazan baruchu, until you make a baruchu, that works, right? You can go ahead and make a tanai. Who does he quote for this? Who's kuf in the Be'er Hagoyla? Who's he quoting? That guy Smaimonis that we read. That guy Smaimonis says that. There are those who say it doesn't work. Who is that? The Kolbo. Right? We said the Kolbo says that in the Bahag you cannot make a Tanai. So in the Bahag, Some say Tanai works, right? And some say Tanai doesn't work. Some say, even though the Bahag says that you were lighting candles on Shabbos, you can still make a condition that I'm not Mekal. If you want to, that's only a default, but you can make a condition. Some say it does work. Then we say, V'yesh Cholkim, who is this? The Rosh, right? That we saw that Rosh. The Abal Halakhsim. No, what are you talking about? Kabbalah Shabbos is not Tali on Halakha Sener. Ella? What's next words?
Mariv.
Where do we see that from? The Gemara in Brachais. Shekev and Sha'amar Chazan Baruch Hu. When the Chazan says Baruch Hu, Koro Parshim Melachdan. And according to them, today, when we say Mizra Shilom HaShabbos, that's like Baruch Hu. Mizra Shilom HaShabbos, that's like Baruch Hu. And today, it's even before that. When do we do it? What? From Boikala?
Yeah, right.
The last stanza of L'chol Dodi. That's when we today would, according to the Rosh, according to the Pasha, the Mordechai, do it. Now the Ramah says the minog she'oisi isha matlakis, right? The minog. It's a minog. The woman who is matlakis is mekabel shabbos matlakasa, unless she makes a tanai. But feel a tanai believe sagi. Sounds like the Ramah's holding that a tanai would work. Even a Tanai believes when she lights candles, she has in mind, I'm not Makabal Shabbos. That was works. Of Al Shar B'nei Adam, you can do Malacha until Baruchu. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. First, let's go Membeis. V'haminog, v'im'ish ma'alik, afilu k'shu mevarach ad lakaso, lakim in haga. If a man makes lights, not a lady. There's no minog. Umotzer b'malacha says in the Shabura, nevertheless, it's good to make a tanai even by man. You know why? It's not so simple. Because according to the Bahag again, according to the men, even the men were accomplished. Bahag said lighting Hanukkah candles. Who lit the Hanukkah candles? The men were lighting. And still, the Bahag holds. Kshita's a Bahag is, you light candles Friday nights, Kabbalah Shabbos. You know, by the way, the Bahag makes a lot of sense. Why does the Bahag make sense? Why in the world are you lighting Shabbos candles? It's not. It's for Shabbos, right? Right. Now you will see. Maybe the others are going to say, "No, you're just it's in you're lighting Shabbos candles in preparation for Shabbos." But the Bahag, you're lighting Shabbos candles for Shabbos. Mem Gimel, v'tispal mincha tchila. You should daven mincha first before you light candles. The Hoyo. The Kfar Kabbal Shabbos should be Efshlis Baal Tefillah Shel Chol. Right? If you would say a lady who ma'az makbet is careful to have a mincha, should have a mincha before you light, or even a man. Right? Men who light, or a single men, by themselves, right? Says the Mishnah Berurah really should have a mincha first, because of Kabbal Shabbos. This is but over. Now, by us, since all men light out tonight, we don't have a Kabbalah Shabbos, it's not a problem. So we're not Mekabel Shabbos for light, but if you would be Mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha afterwards. Okay? Here's our important thing. Shetis netchila. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, could a woman make a tanai? How do we hold? Do we hold like the Bahag? Says the Ramah says that we hold, we can make a tanai. However, in lahasnos, you should only make a tanai ki im letzarach. You have to have a good reason. Me'achar sheyesh cholkin v'servin deloy mahani tanai. Since some people hold a tanai doesn't work, right? You should only do a tanai for a good reason. So what's a good reason? What's a tzarech? What's a good reason? So you know what? Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach has a couple of choosings. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, you know what's not a tzarech? To go to the Kaisal. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, you want to go to the Kaisal? That's not a good reason. That's not a good reason to make a tanai. Why do you go to the Kaisal for? That really, lighting candles, you shouldn't do it. To go to the Kaisal, you shouldn't do it. The Pella is, that's what he says. They bring down Shvir Shabbos Kilchasa. I saw Rav Avadya Yosef argues. He says, that's not, you want to go to the Kaisal. So if you're Sephardi, Rav Avadya would say, you have a makom to get tanai, to go to the Kaisal. But Rishon Zalman says against the Mishnah Berurah, the Pasha says, he says, but if you need a daven mincha, let's say a woman's careful daven mincha every day, and she has to light, to daven mincha, that's a good reason to make it tonight. Going to the Kosol, no. Davening mincha, yes. What's the difference? Survey says. I would say that mincha is a concrete mitzvah, and going to the Kosol is an Indian. Right, there's not is any mitzvah to go to the Kosol? Not necessarily. Pashas, it's not. It's a nice thing. So further, there's a mitzvah. There's a hechach. Kol nidre l'chayra, Yom Kippur, day of Yom Kippur. Many won't have to have a tars nadarim. So that would be a good reason, if you ask me, according to the world of Shlomo Zalman, to go to Shul to make a tznai. So that's yesh l'tzarech. Now, there's one other thing. Does that mean you can always make a tznai? I have the following case now. This is not a joke. I've got this type of question as well. Rabbi Levine. Okay. I want to light candles, go to my friend's house, help her prepare for Shabbos. Right? I'm going to pick on Alex. Because you're a liberal. So, Judge is a rumor that Judge is going to vote for Trump. Alex's wife calls me Earl Levine. I want to go to the Adler's house and help Fabian. Go ahead. I'm going to light candles in my house. I'm going to come back Friday night afterwards. I'm going to go home and make a cake. We're going to help with the kids. So she calls him. It's an hour before Shabbos. Could she light an hour before Shabbos? Actually, a better case. Yitz Hashem, it's in 2 weeks from now. Mrs. Gallant, Mustama should have a baby, right? She wants to help her out. Help Chesed! So she's going to go an hour and help her out before Shabbos. Right? Could you do that? Could she light in her house an hour before Shabbos? Go to the Galant's house, help make them Shabbos, come back later and see the candles. So tzorech, it's a mitzvah, chesed, it's a mitzvah, by the way. Does that work? Does that work? We learned a Gemara a little while back in when we're learning Hanukkah, in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, 23b, it's about 7/12 down the page. Seven twelfths. And we got the Beis Saud of Yosef, the wife of Yosef. The Beis Saud of Yosef, the wife of Yosef, havas ma'achra umalaka. She would wait till right before Shabbos to light. Amar la Rav Yosef, and why didn't she do that? You know why she did that? So Rishonim, we saw this. She was concerned that she wanted to illustrate that her candles were for Shabbos. So the best way to light candles is literally the last moment. So Amar la Rav Yosef, where's Rosh Hashiva Rav Yosef? Where's Rosh Hashiva Gidon? Rosh was where?
He wasn't
here. Where's Rosh Hashiva? Which Hashiva? Pumbadisa. Very good. I'm a Yosef, Yosef. Amish. Stark. Right? I haven't asked Rav Yosef for a long time. So, actually, then we learned it. I'm a Rav Yosef. Tanya, we have a Braisa. Lo Yamash Amid Ana Yoimam Amid Aish Laila. The clouds of glory and the clouds of fire, they were always consistent. How did that happen? Milamid Sha Amid Ana Mashlam Amid Aish. The clouds of glory came when it was still the clouds of fire up there. Vamar Esh came when there's still the clouds of glory. Which means that you don't have to light the last second. You can light it before Shabbos, a few minutes before Shabbos, and it will still look like it's for Shabbos. Savra la Akduma, she wanted to go ahead and light really early. Amalu Saba. So who's Saba? She's typically Eliyahu Hanavi. Told her, Tanina, don't go too early. Why can't you go too early? Zakt Rashi. You know why? Dulo Minkra Shishal Shabbos. You light too early. It doesn't look like you're lighting for Shabbos. Right? And really, Taisvis and Brachas, on that same daf that we did in Chav Zayin, Taisvis says that Rav davened Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Right? Rav davened. So it says Taisvis, Yesh Lomar, he brings a tema, because the Gemara says that you shouldn't daven too early. Right? So he says, V'yeshomer dahasim b'she'in v'kal of Shabbos miyad av ha'cha, marish v'kal of Shabbos miyad, hilkach la v'kdama. So it says, Taisvis, that if you're going to do something really early, and it's not going to be connected, like this Gemara here, it's a problem. Right? If you're going to light Shabbos candles too early, right, even though it's after plag, and then you're going to do 50 things that you're doing at Sinai, that could be a problem. Even though you have a good Sinai, let's imagine you light candles Friday night, and let's imagine you're like Chacham Avad Yosef, right? You're like a Chacham Avad Yosef. You're going to make it tonight with a good case. Okay? Does that want you to make it tonight and anything goes? And I said, yeah. But let's say you have an hour early. In the meantime, you're going to go to the coastal. You stop being just do some shopping. You call your mother. Right? You go ahead and finish doing a few other things. You have to sew something. Whatever it is. You do 50 things. What's the Shaykhus of Shabbat? You can't even see it. Right? There's a disconnect between that and that. So that's what the actually Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Gimel Dalet. Same simon. Go to Dalet.
We read somewhere when we were doing Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether there was a block or not. I don't remember. But something like you had to make kiddush when the candles are still burning. That it's like either. So it could work two ways. Either that if you light candles at the proper time, but you haven't made kiddush by the time they're gone, you've done it too late, or you can't light the candles too early. I wasn't quite sure, but was there some connection between that?
It's better than what we're talking about.
Not what we're talking about.
No, because here we're just talking about, kiddush should be, the candles should be, actually the next year it's going to be where you light the candles. I think I'm going to discuss Makom Hadlaka, right? Because one of the discussions, another discussion is do you light, where you light? We'll probably get to there also. Like if you're eating out, stuff like that, I think maybe we'll do that. That's probably most likely what I'll do next year. But here, even if you eat it, the question is you're lighting 2 hours. Let's say you have candles that last for 4 hours. You still make kiddush. But could you light an hour before Shabbos and do 30 things in between? And let's say you have a good tonight. You're doing chassid. You're going to the hot. Whatever. Is there a problem if it's too early that you can't? It's not minkar. It doesn't look like it's for Shabbos anymore. Right? So Machaber says, Lo yakdim. Don't light it when it's still a day still long. Then you can't see it's for Shabbos. You shouldn't go too close to Shabbos lest you transgress Shabbos. Right? It means don't wait till the last minute. After plug, of course. See later on. Let's get a candle ready. You should blow it out and relight it. He says, the Mishnah says in the Chaf, even if it's after plug, if it's lit for something else, but if you lit it for Shabbos, so let's say you light it for Shabbos. So if you're lighting it for Shabbos, if you're lighting it for Shabbos, you know, with Israelis with their keys, it could be like the Mossad or something. I don't know. So if you're lighting it for Shabbos, what? If you're lighting for Shabbos, this is very important. Mishnah Berurah says, "In hilik l'sorek Shabbos, even if you're makabel Shabbos, Mikomok, we don't have to blow it out. But lechatchilo, you should not do it so early. Why not? Shena nikar shemalikin letzorich Shabbos, because then it doesn't look like it's for shorich Shabbos. Mikomok, but the eved shaper dami, the eved shaper dami. If you're shulchan aruch harav, the Balatani is much more machmer. By the way, he says in the as the kitz shulchan aruch, you have a few minutes. You want to do a tanai. You want to do a tanai. You better. You can't light an hour early and use a tanai. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch Shulchan Aruch says, you know why? Because it's Gemara and Shabbos. There's two shilas here. Shila number one is what are you mekabel Shabbos with for him? So we saw that the Rosh and the Mordechai both hold Shabbos is dependent on davening Maariv. The Bahag says Shabbos is dependent on lighting candles. In the Bahag, we saw two opinions. The opinion of the Geis Maimonides is that you can make a tanai. The opinion of the Kobos is you can't make a tanai. Right? Ashkenazim, and largely Sephardim as well, Paskin, that we could make a tanai. You need a good reason. What's a good reason? To get to Kol Nidre, if you ask me. And what's a good reason, according to Rav Avad Yosef, to go to the Kaisal? Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's not a good reason to go to the Kaisal. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say Kedam and Mincha is a good reason. If you have to help someone, it's a real chesed to be done, right? That could be a good reason. But then you have a second problem. And the second problem is that even if you can make a tanai, even if you want to tell me, even if you want to tell me that you can light candles and not be mekabel Shabbos, you can't light candles too early, because if you light candles too early and you do too many things in between, right, then it's not nikkur that it's for Shabbos anymore. That your candles are Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Harav wants to say, he talks about a case where one wants to go to the mikvah. If you want to look at it afterwards, it's Reish Simet Samach Gimel, or you see Yud Aleph. He talks about a case. Now you have to remember, in the old days, you know, it's not like today. You had street lights. You went to the mikvah. First of all, the mikvah was candlelight. Second, the streets were dark. You know, start, and a woman was going great. You know, a woman wants to get out of there. She wants to light her candles and start getting to the mikvah while it's still daylight. So he talks about it. Could a woman get there with a wagon, whatever it be, and light out tonight? He says yes, but you know what he says? But if that you're going to do it, you have to be within a few minutes, or the husband has to mekabel Shabbos right away. Or the husband has to mekabel Shabbos right away. And her kalakas neiros should be chal. So what do we say, Judge? I'll give you, you're not dying until after this year. If somebody asks me, Levine, can I lay it out tonight? There's a two-prong analysis. And basically, we just learned tonight. Number one, we don't passing like the Bahag, but we're choisha for the Bahag. That Kabbalah Shabbos is by lighting candles, so much so that even by a man, the Mishnah Berurah says, that really should do it all tonight. That's how much we're choisha for the Bahag. Right? And we of course, light Shabbos candles after we light Chanukah candles, because we're choisha for the Bahag. Okay? But we don't pass like the Bahag. The Ikkar and then we pass like the Rosh and the Mordechai. That Shabbos is Mekabel through, not candlelighting, but through Maariv. Or today through Boi B'Shalom. Right? So fine, if I, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if I have a good reason, right, I can do it. But what you have to be careful about, prong number two of the analysis is my candles still have to be connected to Shabbos. They should look like they look like it. So let's say, going back to Alex, if his wife needs to go to help the Galatzer or do a mitzvah, she needs to go to the mikvah for whatever reason. So it could be that the best eitzah is that Alex is mekabel Shabbos when she lights, right? According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, or b'di evet. Let's say you're stuck. Let's say you're single, or your wife's out of town, or you're light, whatever, or your wife has the light and you're out of town. So the Shabua be the Evid Paskin, this is important, that even so, as long as it's after Plog, right, be the Evid, it's okay. So could you make it tonight? Right? The answer is we Paskin, yes. But two things to consider. Number one is there has to be a good legitimate reason, because the Bahag holds its usur that we Kabbal Shabbos. And issue number two is that it has to be close enough to Shabbos, or somebody has to be Kabbal Shabbos, to make sure that it's clear that the lighting of candles is for Shabbos. Okay, we'll hold here.
It's also the number of pe'ulot that you're doing. It's not only the time. Even if you like 30 minutes or 40 minutes and it's like you do a million things, it's not connected. You're also losing the connection.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, they say about 10 minutes. That's it. Whatever you can do in 10 minutes. But again, they also bring out it could be on Shabbos, so there's other considerations as well.
When you say the husband can take on Shabbos, is it anybody in the house who's of age can take on Shabbos, or it has to be a husband-wife?
He brings out the husband. Again, the Mishnah wouldn't say that. But he brings out the husband. That's his Shulchan Aruch Rav's
Eitzah. Like if you have guests staying with you, you could
no, no. What's that?
What was this blowing out the candle thing? I didn't quite get that when you were saying you said something about you could blow out the candle.
So the Mishnah said, let's say you had a candle. No, it was as I zoomed it because it's not really, it was parenthetical. The candle's lit already 12 o'clock in the day, you can blow it out and relight it for Shabbos.
But you said that you. Oh, not that you made the bracha on it.
He just quoted. I was just reading on the path there. Yeah. Okay, probably next week what we'll do is where you light candles itself in the kitchen. If you're eating out Friday night, is it better to light at home, or is it better to light where you eat? Well, that will pick up next week. Okay.